I'm Nyungawa Kaulung Julang Mananau Tangung. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Firstly, I would like to thank Michael and Carly to the education of our people and educating the non-Indigenous people of how you want to speak to the Aboriginal people, and also acknowledge the fact, thank you to the non-Indigenous people for educating us Aboriginals and Torres Strait Islander people to be able to become successful and help our people. My name's Kirsten Hunter, and this is my work colleague, Jane Anglis. We are going to talk to you about our engagement with the Indigenous community in Kununurra, dedicated to sexual health team. Ord Valley Aboriginal Health Service, which is short for OVAS, is located in Kununurra, far north of Western Australia, East Kimberley. OVAS is a community-controlled Aboriginal primary health service which provides a walk-in medical centre open 5 days a week and a range of community outreach programs that are vital to our community health. Within the organisation, we have the GP, a dedicated chronic disease team, a midwife, child health nurse, audiologist, social worker, and a clinical psychologist. There are three health There are three health promotion teams that are specific to FASD, Quit to Be Fit, and our team funded by the National Syphilis Outreach Response. In the East Kimberley, there have been 8 positions allocated to the Syphilis Response Program, 4 RN nurses and 4 ALO positions. CAM secured the funding, and so far, we have dedicated roles in Kununurra, Halls Creek, Derby and Kujunka.
So just like the cane toad line, we are well behind the front line of syphilis, and which is now seeing higher rates in the west of the Kimberley and extending now down into the Pilbara and South Australia and now obviously into the metro areas. So we're sort of behind. Our rates in Kununurra are probably less than what they were before our positions were started. So Kirsten and I started the job in November last year, however it wasn't until January this year that we were allowed the time to solely dedicate to the job. So introducing Clean Love in the Kimberley. I personally have a background as a remote nurse, which has already been said, and also Kirsten's a local man, and I'm sorry, I just cannot pronounce it.
Ngarrangman.
Thank you.
And Mirawang.
Mirawang, I can say. That stems from Timber Creek. And so this is the first time I've been stepping out of a solely clinical role, and this is the first time Kirsten's been stepping into a health-focused role. So we're both very much learning. And so whilst neither of us have a background also in health promotion, we've developed a fantastic friendship and camaraderie, culminating in a huge argument about 15 minutes ago. and we have, despite this, a huge amount of fun. And I think it's the differences between us that make our working relationship work so well. So obviously, as we discussed earlier, there's that real blend of Indigenous versus non-Indigenous. Obviously, sometimes it is culturally appropriate to have an Indigenous person with any kind of health, but especially with sexual health. But sometimes, as you're saying, it's much better to, or not much better, but people feel more comfortable with a non-Indigenous person just for that risk of family concerns or where that knowledge is going to go. Obviously, one's male and one's female, which again hopefully addresses some of those concerns with regard to men not feeling comfortable with women and obviously women not feeling comfortable with men. One of us is young, one of us isn't, which has extreme benefits of Kirsten teaches me a lot about mobile phones and but also the platform in which our youth communicate and for hookups and general communication and things, and why it is that people have different phone numbers every day but still have the same Facebook or Messenger account. And then hopefully I bring some wisdom to the program. But yeah, I think we've got a really fantastic blend that makes us a good team. Oh, that's us.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, we went a bit too far, did we?
Oh, no, which one am I pressing? Wrong one. Oh, there you go.
Oh, okay. Together we diversed the team, the name Clean Love, because we wanted to promote sexual health. as opposed to being syphilis, the syphilis squad. This is a painting by Hector Jadney from the Gidgee lands of Mormon community in Western Australia, who sadly passed away in 2006. Although this is not an official symbol, we believe it is a picture of what we're trying to achieve, which is the clean love is all about.
So syphilis in Kununurra, we'll just gloss over this. Obviously, the outbreak has started in Queensland, but it's just a bit of a pictorial way that you can see how it came across the Barkly Tablelands and then came up and basically once got to Katherine, headed north, south, east and west, and hence came across into Kununurra. So in Kununurra specifically, from April to June, we've had 29 new cases in the Kimberley. That's the whole of the Kimberley. Interestingly, though, 14 to 47 years of age, which traditionally we'd always thought it was definitely much higher in that younger age bracket, not often over the age of 40. 14 cases of female and 15 male, so even in terms of men and women. And again, just interestingly, that three men and one female were over the age of 30 and 29 years. Over the age of 40, with the median ages of starting to sneak up there. So I think we're starting to see, keeping on top of the cases with the help of Katie Crawford and our KPHU Population Health Unit and statistics allows us to kind of keep changing exactly who we're trying to define as our target group in terms of screening. And interestingly, or not interestingly, but of worthy is that three were pregnant at the time of diagnosis. So far, we've been really lucky that we haven't had any congenital syphilis in the Kimberley. And unfortunately, the case that was in the Pilbara, it was just a disaster, really, because everything was done so beautifully and perfectly. And it was just a real shame that it ended up being a case of congenital syphilis. We're not going to talk rocket science at all, unfortunately. I wish there was really big concepts that we could teach everybody, but we've just come up with a few things that we believe allows us to run what we think is a really successful program. It's probably not. So these are just a few things that we think really work for us.
Pretty much knowing our target group. So a majority of them, we have 15 to 19 years old. But we know at OVAS we're currently screening more, and yet, sorry, we are screening over, we're over screening, and some yet more importantly, under screening most. We are also aware that the really high rates of STIs in the East Kimberley of the Aboriginal populations are not surely related to the use of lack of condoms. More related to the barriers to safe sex practices and access of sexual services.
So barriers to sexual health, and this is by no means an exhaustive list, unfortunately, is complex sexual health networks. It only takes, one day in contact tracing, and it's just incredible, the sexual health networks across the Kimberley. Early sexual activity, alcohol and drug use and abuse, issues surrounding consent, so coercion, peer pressure, cultural obligations, sexual assault, sexual violence, gender diversity, boredom, poverty, intergenerational trauma, domestic violence, reproductive coercion, intimate partner violence, welfare dependence, third and fourth generation FASD families, poor health literacy as a consequence of poor health education, and poor understanding of the Western model of healthcare, and as I say, it's by no means a list in its entirety. But sometimes it's not just about the case of syphilis or the positive chlamydia notification. It's trying to tackle all of these other things when trying to get to the bottom of sexual health.
So accessing your target group. So far, the Clean Love has been working and engaging with loads of local agencies and establishing relationship to tap into our target groups. So, for example, see the picture up on the screen. The Wurundjeri Aboriginal Corporation holds a back-to-country trips for men and young teenage boys. This trip was attended by myself and a male health nurse at OVAS to educate health checks, syphilis, point-of-care testing, and there was an opportunity to yarn with men and teenage boys about their overall health and cultural and physical safe for a physical safe place. Excuse me. This trip occurs generally on a quarterly basis and is an opportunity for men to relax and enjoy bush life, creating artifacts such as spears, boomerang, and clapsticks. The trip creates a space for men where they can share their knowledge and culture.
So this is the Gawarding Yawarding, and it's the women's shelter, domestic violence shelter in Kununurra, and they run an amazing strong women's group. So it's a 12-week program, and the women attend classes and art therapy and back to country and cultural excursions. It's a really fantastic group, and so I'm fortunate to be able to attend the group weekly and offer education about sexual health, not only for their own personal benefit, but in the hope that they will disseminate the messages at home within their own families. So whether they've got nieces or daughters, grandkids, cousins, sisters, because I just think that sometimes Indigenous people, or probably Kununurra, get sick to death of hearing an old gutia lady banging on all the time. And so it's nice that if the same messages are coming from within their own families. So similarly, I hope that they can also, if they are aware of any sexual health concerns, that they can refer their kids and family to the right place, or the place where they can seek the healthcare that they're looking for. But what's of absolute paramount importance, I find, in this group is what they can teach me. And I can, it's such a safe place. They don't mind any questions that I can ask them. And I feel that I've learnt an enormous amount, and that enables me to then deliver healthcare that's hopefully appropriate. And I'm really sorry, but the ladies asked me to take a photo of them on the big screen. So I just have to do a selfie, excuse me. Sorry, I didn't tell you that, Kirsten. I didn't know it was going to be quite such a big screen. Thank you. So we also have been able to have a connection with the YES program, which is the Youth Engagement Scheme. It's a sort of simulation between Save the Children and the Education Department, and it's a education program for disengaged kids. So we go down there once a week, which is a huge success. There's the Clontarf Boys and the Girls Academy, and this next term, Term 4, we're doing a 10-week program with them, and also East Kimberley Job Pathways. So all of these different places, not only do we get in there and obviously talk about syphilis and hopefully get some screening, but we also just try and offer education around any kind of healthy relationships and everything that feeds into sexual health. So number three, so we try and make healthcare accessible. So accessibility to OVAS, our particular physical building, is a logistical nightmare in Kununurra. It's miles away from anywhere, it's bloody hot, and the majority of our field officers or drivers are male. So thankfully, we are now a community-based program and have the capacity to get out and about, and rather than expecting clients to come to the clinic. So we can test, treat, contact trace, dispense condoms, take bloods, do anything in a home, workplace, park, wherever the clients nominate and feel comfortable. That big one there. Which again, we hope to offer empowerment to to the groups that we're trying to engage with, so that they feel they've got some control. We also offer them, if they would like appointments, they can come to the clinic and I can do any Implanon or cervical screening if they would like that as well. And if that's the case, then we have a rear entrance and a separate set of toilets, so they don't have to sort of linger in the main area of the clinic for those reasons. We're talking about shame and things earlier. A lot of the Indigenous kids think that if they're sitting there in the waiting room waiting, then everybody's going to know exactly what they're waiting for. So if we can sort of sneak them in and sneak them out, then hopefully they can feel more comfortable. So have car wheel travel. So this was just a really bad day in the office, and we were recalling a client that we were concerned had disseminated gonorrhea, but as it turned out, despite our travels to the end of the earth and back to locate this lady, she was only about three blocks away from the clinic, but we had a great day anyway trying to look for her.
We're going to get this. I think we'll probably try and get this on. So the Clean Lovers mobile. So pretty much here, we call this the sift bag. We only got 2 seconds. Stop. Oh, okay. Sorry. So this is the sift bag, and so we actually carry this out and do our full STI screen on the spot, homework or place nominated by client. So in there, we've got the STI first aid kit, which has the complete with the Zap packs and medication. The SIF phone, which is contactable and able to send discrete text messages. The SIF diary, which has the recalls and the contacts in there. And we also have the T-Tango machine at OBAS, which with urine samples can be given the trichomonas results within 1 hour and chlamydia and gonorrhea within 90 minutes.
And so we have been fortunate to start using the syphilis point of care testing, which originally we weren't sure how it was really going to go in terms of you've got to take bloods at the same time, and there's a few limitations with it, but we use it with gay abandon now, I'd have to say. It's unreal, we use it all the time, and we really engage well with the clients about it because it adds, I think when, for anybody, Indigenous or not, you have a blood test and a urine sample and then it's a week later that you get your results back. I think to be able to offer someone a result within 15 minutes, so we try and do it at the beginning of a consult and then by the end of the consult, they're all excited to see what their result is. So I think it brings their healthcare a lot more, it makes it a lot more relative and they can engage with it. So we've been finding it really useful. So obviously there is limitations to it though, and one of them is that it only detects the total T pallidum, total antibodies, so it doesn't, it's not indicative of a recent rise in RPR or recent infection. So hence formal bloods do need to be taken at the same time, unless we're happy to treat on the spot if someone we know has definitely had negative serology in the previous 2 years, and so then if we do get a positive result, we'd still have to take formal bloods at that time, but we could certainly treat without the formal blood result. So that's been a real bonus as well.
1 minute, guys.
1 minute.
So number four is our Clean Loves mission is to decriminalise screening. And so we just want to get the message out there, be seen to be screened. That bit is not shame. And then we, as I said, because we've got that capacity to get out into the community, all the rest can be particularly clandestine and secret, and none of that has to be public knowledge. But we just want to break down that shame barrier around being screened, because that's definitely one of the barriers to screening everyone, given that the government wants us to screen 80% of Indigenous people aged 15 to 40. So it's a big number to get through. So in summary, and then we'll run away, so knowing and understanding our target group, and we've been really lucky in this just because I've obviously worked up in the remote Kimberley, so even though it was a long time ago, there's lots of families and networks that I'm still familiar with, and Kirsten fills me in on everything else that I don't know, and it's a huge asset when contact tracing and being aware of what family groups are dotted all across the Kimberley. Accessing our target group, so engaging with already established services, making culturally appropriate sexual health care accessible, and being seen to be screened. And just quickly, this is my last one. This here was, I did a thing, a presentation just recently, and I was Googling what the syphilis cell looks like. And I came across these, and these, just out of interest, are beach towels, if anybody would like to buy one, they're online.
Beach towels.
Thank you, and sorry for my word quality, it talks too much.